Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Tanner.
Elliot.
We just had some help.
Yes, we did.
Some two very nice gentlemen came from Shaw, Matt and Willie, and they helped us get the new set, a new look.
Yes, they did.
I'm liking the look that they helped us put together.
They spruced up the place.
They did. So, which camera are we on right now?
Two.
Camera two, so that one?
Yeah.
So everybody can see, look, we got a rug. The cameras got lowered. We got some set design going on here. We tweaked the lights a little bit, not too much with the lights tweaking. But it's looking pretty good.
I think so.
I'm liking it, man.
I do too.
So we got to give big shout out to Matt and Willie from Shaw.
Yes.
The amount of work that they put in was
exponentially more than what we put in.
That's right. And what you can't see behind the scenes is they helped clean up and hide some of the wires and like wrap them up.
They didn't like my spaghetti very much.
No.
That's okay.
But that's okay. And like you and I eventually we're going to get to it, but let's be real.
Eventually.
Eventually it could be.
Whenever.
So, also, if you put me back, I don't know, what do we call this one? Camera two? Which one on me?
One.
Camera one. Hit me, camera one. We hung up some graffiti, which I'm pumped about. So, how much of that are you seeing?
I'll zoom out so that they can see it all.
Yeah. So, we got two of my graffiti arts that I purchased in my 20s when I was a recruiter in St. John's, Newfoundland. You wouldn't think it, but they have quite the graffiti and shoe culture, hip-hop base in St. John's, Newfoundland. So I'm pumped that some of my artwork made it onto set.
Yeah, you're a big art guy.
Yeah, man.
Very artsy.
Very artsy. So anyways, I like it. I'm liking it. But my favorite part is, as we discussed before, is the rug. The rug is my happy spot. So
yeah,
I'm happy it's here.
You're a big carpet guy, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't like tile. I can mess with hardwood, but if you're going to have hardwood, you got to have a rug to put on the hardwood as well. So, and then I don't know why anybody wants to wake up first thing in the morning and put their feet on a cold floor. So, like, if I ever was in a house that had hardwood in the bedroom, a rug is going down immediately so that my feet don't hit a cold floor.
You don't like anything cold.
No, I like to be comfortable at all times.
Yeah, isn't that right?
Yeah. So my phone is blowing up right now.
Why?
Because you and I are working on something for a while now, and it looks like it's actually
coming to fruition.
That's the word. So we can't give away too many details because it is official, but this is groundbreaking news right now.
If you have me on Snapchat, I guess you get the behind the scenes.
Oh.
I posted a picture on my story asking about interest.
Already?
Yeah, just asking about interest. Not saying anything, not just putting a feeler out there.
There we go. Well, I'm going to let you guys know that Tanner had an idea, a dream, a vision a little while ago. And he said, hey, I want to throw a rave or a party or a banger. Bring electronic music, EDM music. I want to bring the music to Fort McMurray. I don't know what you call such an event. And I said, like, let's make it happen. So I'm calling it a banger.
Event is what we have as a working title right now.
That's right. So we're still, it's a stage title. That's why I can't give too much away.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give the venue away, but we got a spot. We partnered up with a cool guy, really cool guy named Tyler.
Shout out, Tyler.
Big shout out to Tyler. He came, he sat in the chair yesterday, and we were just spitballing ideas, and then we put a plan into motion, and click, 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 here we are. So the date is, it's a Thursday. It's May 26th, right?
That's this month.
That's it. That's in a few weeks, man.
Yeah, that is only one more Tanner and Elliot episode away.
That's right. So for everybody at home who's watching the Tanner and Elliot episodes, we're going to make a clickbait title too, so more people are watching this episode to find out about this. But the 26th of May, a banger is going down. Location yet to be announced. Title yet to be announced. Artists yet to be announced. But we already got everything in the works. So it's happening. It's official.
Just got to cross our T's and dot our I's.
That's right. So the next Tanner and Elliot episode, we'll...
have some more information.
We'll blow it. By the time that happens, we'll blow it out. And you've probably seen advertisements that we'll post and stuff prior to. But...
You heard it here first. Once you see those things.
Yeah. Well, I guess anybody who's following you on Snapchat heard it first.
Well, they didn't hear anything. I just asked a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, hey, who would be interested in doing such a thing?
Yeah.
Not, hey, this is going down.
Okay.
So.
So if you're watching this episode, early on, too, we broke that news in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we don't usually do our interesting stuff until the later half of our episodes.
No. So that's official. That's official. So it's been a good few days.
Yeah.
It's been nice to be back on set.
Yeah.
I think everybody watching at home in the next little bit, you're going to see a lot of our traveling episodes where we left set.
Yeah, I'm off to travel again tomorrow.
You are off to travel again.
Yeah.
I'm kind of envious.
But also completely not envious.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to come and get on that early morning bus ride with me?
Yeah, I am 100% sure I am not down with the traveling.
Yeah.
That the way you're doing this is not my way of doing it.
It's also not my way of doing it, but sometimes it's the way it needs to be done.
That's right. It's a rush trip.
Yeah, fact.
It's a rush trip. So I'm happy to bow out. And got to give shine out to what I will be doing and why I can't come, even if I wanted to, is I'm going to be helping out with the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation, filming some stuff with Cindy and a few of the sponsors and a few of the people who are going to be getting involved with the Spring Fling.
That's your favorite non-for-profit, isn't it?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. I love Cindy. I love the hospital. Eventually, knock on wood, hopefully not anytime soon, I'm going to have to utilize that facility. So,
makes you think that you will ever need to enter the hospital in your life?
I don't know.
Your crazy track record of hospital visits already? Yeah.
Knock on wood. But you know what? I did have to use the hospital a few times when Keegan was a kid.
Well, I guess you had to use them once.
That's right. There you go.
The hospital is the only building that you walk out of never walking in.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, I love the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation.
Yes.
And so I love helping them out. And, yeah, so I'm excited to hang out with Cindy. It's all a good time, always a good time, and meet all the different people that I'll be filming. So that's why, even if I wanted to, I couldn't join you on your escapades this week. But
it's all right. I'll have stories when we get back.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. There's, I don't know, we're really embodying the green light mentality at this rave, I think.
Yeah. My only worry, and I'm just going to say it out loud, my only worry about this trip that you're going on is the early morning bus trip on Friday.
Yeah, trust me, I'm worried about that too.
Because the last one that we went to with Colton, I was just like, bro.
Yeah, you're cutting it close.
And he cut it literally minutes close. Like I was trying to be positive and like, come on, man, you can make it. But the whole time I was like,
oh, he's not making it.
He's coming back.
Yeah, 100%. I thought so too.
So when he like messaged, he's like, hey, I made the bus. I was like, that is unbelievable.
And, and I think it probably helped that we willed it into existence.
Mm-hmm. I was cheering on. No, I was hoping he was going
to
make it.
You got this, bro. Don't worry about it. I don't know why you're stressing. Meanwhile, in my head, I was like, he is going to be missing his bus.
That's right.
And he has the worst luck. Like, yeah. He has opposite of us luck. Right. So my guess was that he was going to miss that bus and would have had to pay for another ticket.
That's right. So, and I didn't know when the other ticket was. I don't know how many times that bus runs.
Twice, yeah. That one and then one more at like 4 o'clock, but that one doesn't get in until like 9.
Oh, he would have had to spend a whole day by, like, he would have hung out with us for a little bit, I guess.
But we'd have had to go.
We had to go.
Yeah.
So that's my only apprehension about your upcoming travels. But hey, that's just part about the fun of traveling. I haven't missed many planes or buses in my life, but I have a few. And you know what? They always come with a good story.
Absolutely. So
Yeah, I've surrendered. I've been lucky enough. Like, I'm the type of guy who, when they at the airport, is just like, hey, our plane is full. Would anybody like to surrender their seat? I'm just like, this guy would. So, but the trick is, if you're going to do it,
until they offer something. Yeah.
You never go up right away because they're going to give you a bunch of money and a free flight later and accommodations and cab fare and a meal. You wait it out.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't run up there first.
Yeah, and if somebody is willing to run up first, then let them do it.
That's right. Hey, they wanted it more than me.
Yeah.
But I was in the best time I ever did it. I was in Halifax, and it just all worked out. And boy, oh boy, did Air Canada hook me up on that trip. So,
which doesn't sound normal for Air Canada.
This is, listen, I'm not giving any shade to Air Canada. I have only had the best experiences flying Air Canada. I personally love Air Canada.
I would like you to name three stories right now where you had a bad experience doing anything, though. So
this is true. But as far as a lot of the complaints that people throw in Air Canada's face, I have never had any of them. They've never lost my luggage. Anytime that a flight was postponed, they gave me great connection flights to get back on. When I have surrendered my seat, because I've done it more than once, they've hooked me up adequately, like Air Canada. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I love the seats. I love the movie selections Air Canada gives. I like the food. I'm a big, big, big Air Canada supporter. Huge. Huge Air Canada. And as you know, but some other people may not, in my previous work life, I used to have to fly all of the time. And I always flew Air Canada.
And you are a very brand loyal person, aren't you?
100%. 100%. Like, we don't have very many airlines to fly in Canada. So from time to time, you got to get off Air Canada. And I have flown Swoop and WestJet happily. I have no problem with these airlines. But if the flight is available, I'm going Air Canada every time. So if anybody from Air Canada is watching this, listen, I love your airline. I want to fly on your airline. You want to shoot me a few free tickets for me and Tanner to go on some trips?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need some convincing, personally.
You need
some
convincing. You need like real life convincing.
Yeah, like I need that first person experience.
That's right.
Convincing.
That's right.
And then I'm open to changing my mind on my views.
That's right. So Air Canada, hey, listen, the world's opening up and I'm willing to go wherever you fly.
The world is opening up, and I'm willing to open up my opinions on travel.
You know what's awesome about Air Canada, too, that a lot of people don't know about? A lot of people probably you might know about, but you might not have experienced, is the Air Canada Lounge.
Yeah, how many people do you know that has actually experienced that?
I don't know. I don't have a running tally. But the Air Canada Lounges, if you ever have the experience to get in one of them. The one there, I think there's two in Toronto, unbelievable. The one in Edmonton, really great. Calgary, amazing. The one in St. John's was the very first Air Canada lounge I ever went into. And so it holds a soft spot in my heart. Air Canada lounges, amazing. Amazing. So that's something that a lot of people may or may not know or have not experienced.
So no wonder that you haven't had any of these experiences you know, you haven't had anything go wrong. It's like, yeah, you're sitting in the Air Canada lounge.
No. I like
Word gets around.
90% of the time I am not with my travels in the Air Canada lounge. So because I travel a lot. And so when I was younger traveling, you had to get like, I was able to get into Air Canada because I flew so much, so I got priority
boarding
and everything else. But, like, that took a little bit to
accumulate
that point status of traveling that much. And when I travel with the fam.
Oh, they can't get in?
They can't get in. So
how do you expect to get me in?
Oh, I get.
Oh, you get one.
I get one.
Oh, so it's like you got to choose.
Yeah, so I'm like Keegan or EK, and it's just like, well, come on now.
Yeah, sorry, EK.
Yeah, sorry.
Your fault, you birthed him.
That's right. So, but yeah, so the majority of the time, or if I'm like more often than not, I'm not traveling by myself. I'm with my friends or with like my family, mom, dad, brother, and sister. Like we go on trips and stuff. And so for me just to like peace out, it's kind of a jerk move.
I think it's really funny that you get one. like Air Canada lounges, like, yeah, you can blow one dude's mind.
Yeah.
You get one person to blow in, but like, that's it.
That's it. That's it. Last time when me and Jay, we went on a trip, we utilized the lounge. It was really funny. He booked the ticket on his on his company credit card.
Yeah.
And so then when I went to tap in using mine, they're like, nah, you can't get in. And I was just like, what? And I guess we found out the hard way that, like,
you only get two.
You only, like, so if, no, no, no.
No, like,
if he, you only get, so he, I was able to get in.
Because you were his plus
one. Because I was his plus one. But, and we were supposed to, like, do you, like, we were supposed to have a third companion with us. And we would have been at the point where, like, oh, crap, we all three can't get in. So,
I would have left the companion.
No, because Perro had never been in the lounge before. So what would have happened was on the way down, him and Jay would have gone. And then on the way back, me and Perro would have gone. Yeah. So we would have.
What, Perro would have got spoiled.
Yeah. So we planned it out. So anyways, Air Canada. I can't say enough friendly things about you. I've had great experiences on Air Canada flights. I've been able to see some beautiful places on Air Canada.
I've only ever really had one bad experience with Air Canada.
Oh.
And it was followed by an amazing experience with WestJet.
Oh.
And so there's that into play. But we were, and they ended up fixing it. And the way they fixed it is they sent us to WestJet. But I was with my school trip. And there we were flying back into Fort McMurray. And we were like 12 hours away from the school having no longer having insurance for any of the kids. Because they only had it to a set date, right?
Yeah.
And we got to the airport, and WestJet was like, yeah, like, your flight was delayed from China to Vancouver, and now your flight from Vancouver to Fort McMurray is going to be delayed, and the next one isn't until the morning for Air Canada, so we're sorry. And my teacher went up there with, like, her extra bravado and, like, intimidation tactics and was basically like, I have 30-plus kids here who are going to no longer be insured, and it is a majority of your flight, so you are going to figure this out. And they ended up being like, well, the only flight's a WestJet flight. My teacher's like, don't care, get us on it.
Which teacher was this?
Ms. Schaffner.
Oh, big shout out. Yeah, we're gonna add her in, like, what we talked about.
Yeah.
Ms. Schaffner saving the day.
Yeah, Ms. Schaffner saved the day a bunch and just played it cool.
We need to get her back on the show more often.
She's a gem. I love her to death.
Yeah, we should reach out to her.
Absolutely, we should.
She should just come, because she hasn't seen the new set.
Yeah, the new set.
The new set.
Now we've had nobody see this set.
That's right. It's really funny for everybody, because you got to watch the YouTube exclusives. We've already pre-filmed a numbers of episodes without
the update.
So you're going to see this now and be like, wow, this is great. And then it's going to go back to the old set, and they're like, how come the props are gone? How come the carpet's gone? How come the cameras look different? What are the angles all about?
It's because we're uncoordinated.
Yeah. And so it's going to probably be at least a month until people... Well, no, that's a lie. Because the Dolly Parton library is about to bump a bunch of episodes next week. Because they have their event. Hey, let's shout out their event. Let's look at a calendar. I am emceeing this, by the way. So
if you want to see Elliot talk live and in person.
Yeah, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Their events start next weekend. There's tons of different events for you and your family and your kids to go to. They're all family friendly. It's all for a great cause, because the Dolly Parton Youth Imagination Library, all these people who work there, they're giving away free books to your kids.
And who doesn't like free books other than us?
Free books. So you got to get involved with this. So I'll put the link below so you can find out a little bit more. Tickets are selling out. For the majority of these events, I think the tickets are sold out. I think there's a few left, though. So, but what they're really looking for, and what we're really looking for as well, because everybody loves a good sponsor. But I would say, if you're a sponsor out there, I'm going to be a little selfless here. You should sponsor the Dolly Parton Imagination Library group here in town before you sponsor the Mac City Morning Show.
Wow, look at you being so selfless.
Just saying. So they're looking for some sponsors, so we'll link them below. It's going to be a great event, and it's happening 1 week from today. 1 week, 1 day from when you guys see this exclusive YouTube episode.
Which I will be back for.
Oh, yeah, your trip is so short.
I know.
I have nothing against a short trip. I've literally like gone to Edmonton,
came back the same day.
Same day. I'm all for a short trip.
Yeah.
Especially like for the right reason. And you have all of the elements of for the right reason, other from that return bus ticket home.
Yeah.
That to me is just like.
And it was like, it was either the time that I told you.
Yeah.
And returning at like 5.
Yeah.
Or taking one like 45 minutes later.
Right.
And returning at 9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There wasn't like an afternoon bus that got you home at like midnight?
Yeah, there was like 3 days prior to us buying them.
Oh, right. Gotcha. It was the last minute trip.
You got to wait for the funds and blah, blah, blah.
There you go. So listen, I haven't seen the set yet, how it looks in camera. Can you see my feet on the rug?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to see them on the rug?
No. It's just, I'm not going to lie, for the people at home, I love sitting crisscross applesauce. It's my preferable way to sit. But every once in a while, like, I love the carpet. And so, because of my father, I've been reprimanded for not wearing shoes on this show. But on our Friday episodes, I might go barefoot and just have my feet just, like, really...
Well, they're Friday exclusives.
Yeah.
You can be different.
That's right.
I'm just mad this carpet doesn't match our drapes, but we can change that.
That's hilarious, yeah.
I try to be funny. You know, just all comes out the same.
That's good. I like it. Oh, you know what we forgot to do for this episode?
What did we forget to do?
We forgot to put on the backlighting for the set.
Why don't you turn it on?
I don't have the battery.
Good point. I can give it to you.
Yeah, okay. Let's try it out. I don't want it. I'll catch it. Thank you. All right. Let's do it. Let's make that big difference. So this is the main reason.
Yeah.
Why we need to go buy whatever you said we needed to go buy.
DC adapter. You get to see it live, the unveil.
Boom. How good did that look? That's what I'm talking about. How did it mess things up?
A little bit, but we fixed it.
There you go.
Might have to just turn it down a little bit, but...
What, the light?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives it to have a dial for strength.
It does.
If you can turn it, what's it at?
It's at 51 or 15.
Well, put it at like 25 or 7.
It was at 51.
Okay, put it at 25.
25, here we come. You guys are 20. I can't get to, oh, there we go. I was like, I can't do it. I think you're going to be stuck with 26.
Better.
There we go. Boom. Boom goes the dynamite. Speaking of dynamite.
TNT.
TNT, we like working titles, but that event that we were talking about on the... 26th.
Yeah.
Brought to you by TNT.
Yeah.
What comes after TNT, I don't know yet. Maybe nothing. I'm thinking brought to you by TNT.
Yeah, I like that. I like, I think it gives an explosive impact to our name.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, 26th, our soiree, our party, our banger, our event, brought to you by TNT.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
It's limited numbers.
Oh, it's going to be so limited. This is like...
Exclusive.
So exclusive. Like...
And like half of the numbers that we have for this event are going to be filled with entourage of ours anyways.
I almost feel bad talking about this event just because so many people are going to be like, I want to come. And they're going to try to come. And it's going to be like...
Well, here's the thing. We want it to be filled up because if you want to come and you can't come to this one and we have enough people that want to come, we'll just throw another one.
That's right.
Bigger and better.
And
then more people can come.
That's right. And the venue that we've chosen, it can spill out into the parking lot.
It could.
So.
There'll be some logistical planning in the future.
That's right. So this, it could get out of hand.
Yeah. And I think.
Which I'd love for it to get out of hand.
Yeah, I would too. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to look into making sure that we can have the right food there.
Yep, we got a food truck lady. We need to reach out to her.
Yeah, well, that was quite quick for her.
Yeah, we do need to reach out to her. And knowing the bylaws that she was able to tell us, she may not be able to be in where it's at, but she could totally be across the street or...
Right on that street or wherever. Mm-hmm. She's no different than an ice cream truck, I would assume, for the laws at least.
There we go. We'll have to talk about it, though, because there is a restaurant establishment that may have some...
Well, and that would be short...
The establishment gets their food from some... This Easter egg from a establishment next door.
Okay.
And so you can deliver back and forth. But I guess if we just told her don't make the same food that they serve at that place.
And I don't think that would be a problem.
I don't think so either. Anyways, we're meeting with the owner of the establishment this weekend to iron out these type of details.
We'll just hope it's not short notice.
Yeah. Zing, zing.
I try my best. Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot happened. Oh, since our last Friday episode, we went to Dennis's event.
Yeah, that was...
Let's give Dennis a bunch of fucking flowers. Oops.
Wow, you let that one fly.
I tried to get it, but it came out of my mouth.
Yeah, you were already at the IN for that
one. Let's give Dennis a bunch of flowers. My bad. That, like, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, I'm just surprised it was you that dropped that so hard.
Well,
usually I can catch myself at the FU, but yeah. You got the whole CK out there.
It's a good thing.
Demonetized. No money from YouTube now.
That's right. But he threw. That's how big of a banger it was. I couldn't even control myself with my enthusiasm behind that event.
Yes, lots of wonderful people showed up.
Oh, it was beautiful to see. The DJs, amazing.
Shout out. What is their
DJ?
When they're couples therapy when they're together.
Okay. Yeah. Big shout out to Couples Therapy. I don't know. I didn't catch the name of the piano player. He was amazing. The burlesque dance. Ruben?
Yeah.
Ruben, the piano player?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And the burlesque dancers. Unbelievable.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, you missed all of that.
Yeah.
Like every time.
Yep.
Some would say good timing. Some would say bad timing.
Yeah, it depends what you're looking for.
Depending on what you're looking for. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you missed out because they put on one heck of a show.
Well, and as far as I'm concerned, you missed out on some great conversation I had while that was going on. So.
Facts. 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 And all the bartenders, amazing. All of the crews that helped out.
I couldn't even tell that the bartenders were bartenders half the time. Like, they just seemed like they were part of the people at the event.
Because they all dressed up.
Yeah, none of them stood out as workers.
That's right. Except none of them were drinking any alcohol.
No, they were definitely enjoying their food there, though.
Right. Yeah, from the food truck.
That was hilarious to see. Just a bunch of bartenders eating chicken fingers.
That's right. What's the name of that food truck?
The Lunchbox.
The Lunchbox.
Yeah, I love that name.
I love that name. And her food, from what I heard, unbelievable. She was a guest. Her episode will air. Later. Has already aired. Today's Friday. Her episode's going out. You saw about her yesterday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Her episode airs on Thursday. And I can't wait to eat that woman's food.
Oh, dude, that three meat sandwich is going to get slaughtered.
Yeah. And I'm interested, I love a good fry. So I'm interested in what her french fries taste like. And a brisket.
We gotta test the gravy.
Gotta test the gravy.
Yeah. Gravy testing has been a thing.
Yeah.
For me lately.
Yeah.
I don't know about the audience, but where do you think is the best gravy in town?
I haven't thrown down enough
gravy
to even comment on this category.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we'll have to get you into the gravy game.
Yeah. I know the one gravy in town that I don't like,
and
I'm not going to, like, I don't want to.
Restaurant or fast food?
Restaurant.
I know exactly.
I don't like to throw shade. So, and it's not their fault.
No.
But everything else is a banger on the menu, but their gravy to me is like...
Okay.
And some people love it. Some people love their gravy.
We might be thinking about two different places.
Maybe.
Because the place that I'm thinking out of everything in there is just very confusing.
Oh, no.
No.
Different place.
Different place.
That place has good gravy. It's okay. I like this. Yeah. This other place that I'm talking about,
bad gravy, like chicken gravy almost.
If I start to describe, it'll give itself away. Yep.
And worst fast food is McDonald's. McDonald's has trash gravy.
I've never tried McDonald's gravy.
You've never had their poutine?
Mm-mm.
No, terrible. No. Terrible. Like you'd think, the best fries mixed with the best Canadian dish. It would be good.
That's right.
But the fries don't hold the gravy.
No, and nor should they.
And they just throw the cheese right on top. So, you get through the top layer of your poutine, and then the bottom is just like fries in a dish that used to have gravy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, with McDonald's, I like stick to my McDonald's order.
Yeah.
You and I, and so this is, and I truly believe this, a good meal is only as good as the company that you're with.
Yeah, that's fair. You can have the best meal of your life, and if you're alone, it's not going to be as good.
That's right. Or if you're with a jerk,
yeah,
it's the worst meal of your
life.
Or
like a Debbie Downer.
That's right.
Yeah. So, hey, this place isn't great. You shouldn't eat meat.
That's right.
Like, ah, but the steak's phenomenal.
That's right. So company plays a big component in a good meal. And I'm going to go on record to say that you and I had one of the top three McDonald's meals of my life.
After the rave?
No, before the rave.
Oh, that was before. That was when we got there?
And when we got there.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yeah.
McDonald's on Old Strathcona and Edmonton.
I've never seen such a golden crispy fry before.
And the nuggets?
Oh my god, like,
and a cheeseburger? Like, it was,
it was all fantastic.
It was like, I like, it's top 3. I know my other, it's top 2 cuz I can't think of the third off the top of my head. I know the other top McDonald's meal. Yeah, top 2 McDonald's meals. I can't think of the third one off the top of my head. There's just too many to like put in third.
The third is any McDonald's America.
Oh, yeah.
That's number one.
Oh, okay. We
yeah, that's number one.
That's number one.
And then number two would be whatever one you're thinking of. Number three would be Old Strathcona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And McDonald's in the States is you don't even need company. You could be with like a serial killer and it's just.
I bought a homeless man a McDonald's meal in the States. Mm. And my goodness, I was like an all-star celebrity in that McDonald's.
Yeah.
This dude just came up. He wanted like a 75-cent cookie and he had like 23 cents.
Yeah.
And I was like, man's having a rough day. You know, like if you're coming in for a cookie, you can't afford it. Like,
that's right.
He didn't come in there because he thought he had enough. He was hoping.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll fill this man's hope. And so like I walked up and it's McDonald's. So, you know, if you've ever gone to a McDonald's, the most you can spend on a meal for yourself with being reasonable is like $12.
You're not throwing down enough, but okay.
That's a reasonable one person meal.
Right, reasonable. But right. My McDonald's order is well above
nothing $12. You do in life is reasonable. Yeah. So,
facts.
But get him his $12 McDonald's meal, and like I just walked up, is like, hey man, you hungry? You want a meal? And he's like, yeah, I'd really appreciate that. So you know, I do it up. You get the large fries and large drink, because you know you can feel rich at McDonald's.
That's right.
And I gave him the meal, and like I swear to God, everybody in this McDonald's started like clapping for me. I had three people be like, thank you so much. That was so kind.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys never do like the pay it forward thing here.
That's right.
Like you don't. It's a homeless man needed food. Like. I didn't just get drafted first overall here, folks.
Yeah.
Like,
but, that's right. Hey, take it.
And, like, that guy was, like, ecstatic, you know, like 20 nuggets, large fries, a drink, and some ice cream. And he was just, like, living the best life he could, you know, out in the L.A. sun.
Yeah. We're talking about some of my favorite things here on this episode. And these episodes are never planned, but McDonald's and Air Canada. Yeah. Listen.
What do you think is the best airport food?
Best airport food.
Yeah, like if you're at an airport and you could eat anything.
If you're on a plane or off the plane?
Off in the airport.
See, this is where it gets dangerous. It depends on, or interesting, I should say, because it could be dangerous if you pick the wrong order.
Yeah.
It depends on how long that flight is. And it depends on time of day as well. But
I remember when we were coming back from another school trip that I went to and we were flying through LA and a lot of the kids didn't realize that, like, you could bring anything on the plane if you got it after customs.
Right.
Right? And so they think, no food, no drinks. Like, I better finish this before I get on the plane. Mm. We had just been to China, which is a place with, you know, no normal North American food.
That's right.
So you just get on the plane, and I remember being like, I'm going to be a dick. And so, like, I waited until, like, 5 minutes as we were boarding, and I went to the Wendy's, and I just ordered 2 Baconators with like a large fries and a large drink, and I just curled it up and I waited until we hit altitude, and everybody had to wait for the little lady to come with her cart so they could get their peanuts, and I just whipped out 2 Baconators and a large fries, and the whole plane just smelt like Wendy's. And, like, you could hear people being like, oh, how did he get Wendy's on the plane? It's like, I put it in my backpack and carried it on.
Oh, that's a dick move.
Oh, yeah, it was super evil because, like, all these poor kids who would, like, have no money left after the trip and haven't eaten, like, a semblance of normal food in 2 weeks.
That's right.
I'm just sitting here, two Baconators, like, hey, can I get a fry? No.
No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Because you can't at that point because if you got to share one, you got to share all.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of people on this plane.
Yeah, you got to hold them fries down.
Oh, I actually, I had Wendy's yesterday.
Wendy's is fantastic.
I go with the number two combo. I like the double patty with the large fries. So always go large fries.
I'm a double Baconator guy.
Yeah, I just, the Baconator doesn't have enough, like, well, you don't get, like, the greens to begin with. The Baconator is right up your alley. It's just like,
yeah,
bacon meat, bread.
Yeah, 100%.
Light on the bread here, all right?
Wendy's is super good for their orders, too. Like, you just ask for it plain, and you get it plain instead of having to ask for the reducted, like, order.
That's right.
Kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Okay, we'll tag Wendy's on this episode, too, because they are, like, I don't think, did we go through? No, in real life, we've gone through. We're not, because I know we're running over time. And I need to actually write this down before I just spit off the top of my head. We've discussed our top fast food restaurants off camera a number of times.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say on camera we can tell people McDonald's is number one for you.
Oh.
You're fighting for second place.
And there. Second place is so far removed from McDonald's, it's like not even.
Yeah, it's not just even a competition.
It's like Jay-Z says, I'm at the finish line. You guys haven't even started yet.
Yeah, 100%. So,
oh,
your love for McDonald's is like, we need them to send you some merch or something.
Oh, I would listen, McDonald's. Hook this guy up. Yeah. Like, I'm already promoting you for free.
Would you wear the red and yellow color scheme?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd rep the McDonald's colors.
Oh, bro, I would love if you're looking at this McDonald's, they used to have these shirts that were just a white t-shirt. With, like, the big boom, boom, M?
Yeah.
Woo!
But I'm talking, you remove the white. White is not a McDonald's color.
Yeah, but they have the golden arches back in the day.
Yeah. But white is not a McDonald's color.
Oh, so
your colors are red and yellow. Like, ketchup red, mustard yellow.
Let's put this, let me, before I agree to this, McDonald's t-shirts. Let's see what I'm getting myself into. Are you talking about, like, oh, look at this black one. There's nothing wrong with that black one. You probably won't be able to see it on camera, but Tanner, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, black suits you.
Boom. So I would rock that. Somebody wants to send me that McDonald's t-shirt. I'm in for it. No. Found it. This is what you're talking about. You're talking about this McDonald's t-shirt right here.
No, I'm talking like you theme your outfit McDonald's colors.
Oh.
So like you wear the McDonald's yellow pants, a McDonald's red shirt, a red and yellow hat. Like would you deck out?
You want me to dress up like a clown?
No, I want you to dress up like McDonald's color. Like you can dress up however you want. Yeah. I don't care.
If I'm getting free McDonald's, yeah, sure, I do it. But this is the shirt. This is the shirt right there.
Yeah, with Ronald McDonald
can,
on it.
Can they, which camera? Which camera would see it better?
Here, let me just...
This is it. Now, that is a banger of a t-shirt. I'd happily wear that shirt.
Yeah.
You know, there
just
we go.
Just putting it out there in the hopes that somebody gets it for you, hey?
Yep. That's what you got to do, Tanner.
I've been learning it's working.
That's how life works. You put it out there. For goodness sakes, we put it out on one of those episodes that we wanted some help with set design. Fast forward, not even a week later, boom. Here we have it.
That lady put out what her dream place to throw, to serve her food was at, and
boom, happened. There's a reason that car is there. Yeah. Toyota FJ, what was it? It's a 45?
FJ 45. Yeah.
There's a reason that is there. You make, like, you say it, you put it out in the universe.
He's fine with the semi truck, too, if you want to get him a fifth wheeler.
That's right. And you put it out there. And it happens. And I feel this show is just an amplifier of that. So we like to make dreams come true on the Max City Morning Show. So, yeah, McDonald's, though, number one. It's not even close. It's not even close.
No?
No.
Do you think it's because of your childhood and, like...
We've spoken about that, and I don't think so.
I do.
I think it has a little bit to do with it, but, like, I my parents weren't like fast food people.
But you didn't have to eat there every day for it to be important. It just had to, like, you had to have it at like the right moment as a childhood. So like if you had McDonald's because you got an A on the test and your parents were taking you to Disney that night, like that it would just be connected with so many positives that like it would just put itself across the rest.
But in my childhood, I would say most of like those like childhood memories, like birthday parties, all that stuff was A&W here in Fort Mac.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to be all of them. It needs to be the right one.
And what McDonald's does excellently, advertise. They're like an advertising.
And consistency.
Yeah.
I bet the McDonald's you've been eating has been the same McDonald's.
Well, we had this discussion. The answer is no. Like, there are bad McDonald's in regards. Not bad. There's no such thing as bad
McDonald's. No, but I'm saying, like, the McDonald's you ate as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Consistency-wise, it would be similar to what you're eating today.
Yes.
Versus, like, A&W has changed their meat. Wendy's has changed their meat. Like,
that's right. Change of fries. Wendy's changed their fries a number of times. I almost had to boycott at one point. Now I'm back on Wendy's fries.
Yeah. You dip your Wendy's fries in the ice cream?
When I used to eat ice cream, yes.
Yeah, well, I guess so, yeah. Why don't you take the lactose pills?
You know what? People keep telling me that, and I want to, but it's one of those things that got to... If somebody was just, like, rolling around with a lactose pill, I was like, take this, I'd take it. But, like, I haven't made the effort to go buy the lactose pill.
They're literally over the counter.
Oh, I know.
Like, you can just, like, next time you go to Shoppers Drug Mart...
It's... Yeah, but then I'd have to, like, yeah. I don't do a lot of shopping, is what it comes down to. Like, I don't consume.
I'll just message your sister and be like, hey, tell somebody in the family that Elliot needs these pills.
They will. But see, you know my family and what, like, how you get in with my family.
Yeah.
They're not going to go, they're just not going
to
do it.
Yeah, but what I'm going to tell them is that they need to text somebody else.
Oh, right.
Who is responsible enough to make this happen.
Could you imagine if the only thing that comes out of this show is a bunch of lactose pills?
Yeah, you just get, like, sponsored by a lactose pill company.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet. I used to love eating ice cream. I don't do it anymore, though.
It's
funny as you get older what you can't deal with anymore.
Would you if you didn't absolutely destroy your bathroom afterwards?
That's not even it.
No.
Like, my thing with lactose intolerance of whatever sort you want is I get a bloated stomach and I just feel uncomfortable.
The opposite.
Yeah, and there's nothing I can do, like, and I feel uncomfortable for, like, a good 24-hour period. I'm just like, ugh.
You have to process that dairy.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh.
No, I'm a milk fiend.
I know.
I love dairy.
You go crazy on that.
I'm a 3% guy.
Yep. So, what we at?
42.
I'm sorry. All right.
I quit apologizing. Like we've not done a single Friday episode that hits 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, and that's the whole point of these episodes. None of them should hit 20 minutes because I'm okay going over, but there's a limit.
Yeah, I like that the thought process behind our 20-minute episodes are like, hey, you're going to want to know more of these people, so we'll leave it a little tidbit. Yeah. In our episodes, we just don't care.
Yeah.
And we're like, you get to hear this.
That's right.
You've made it to the 42-minute mark. This is your fault.
Yeah, that's right. And the fact of the matter is, like, on our episodes, like, when we interview other people, which is literally a whole year worth of episodes, plus four every week, you and I don't get to talk or really share who we are. And
I don't talk at all. Nobody knows who I am if it wasn't for the Friday episodes.
And that was, funny enough, a complaint that did come in. Like, I do look at the comments, and, like, we do every once in a while put out, like, what would you like to hear? And obviously, like, we're out in public and people talk like, hey, I don't know about you and Tanner. I'm just like, I can correct that.
Who gave you, who?
We're not going to go into
that's fine.
Those out there.
That's fine, but, like, why?
We'll talk about after.
Yeah, of course. But, like, why? Like, like, who is sitting back here worrying about the guy with five questions and how much he talks?
Listen, man, you got a fan base all of your own.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Shout out my, what do you call them, tan stands?
Yeah, I don't know. Tannies? The tannies?
No. No. Pass on that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like the fan base creates their own name.
You know what we're going to do? And I'm saying it on camera, so it's going to hold me accountable to it. On Facebook, there's a shop button. And we're going to start making, like,
merch.
Like, we do make merch already. Max City has merch.
Yeah.
And we have, like, a brand site approved, and we got brands, but we're gonna start making Max City Morning Show, like, specific things, and, like, it'll be like Tanner's Fan Club is called blank, and we'll have that. So we're like, you can You can do is you can go online, you can buy these mugs.
Yeah.
Currently. So
is it just the mugs and like or hats and shirts?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. But there's nothing on our website about Max City Morning Show, so we need to like make a specific page just for that.
Definitely get that fixed.
Yeah. Anyways, everybody who is still tuned in and watching,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Big shout out. Appreciate it. Another shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Ralph, thank you so much for the ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Other from that, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.